Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 25th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 65 years ago, today in 1959, one of the largest civil engineering feats ever undertaken, the St. Lawrence Seaway, officially opened, linking the Atlantic Ocean with the Great Lakes. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Facing south, southwest swell is still good for waist-to-stomach-high waves at well-exposed spots on Thursday, and some occasional larger sets pushing chest high for standouts in South County. Westerly onshore wind are due all day, mainly light early morning, slowly rising through midday, then getting moderate for most of the afternoon. Surf tapers down Friday into the weekend with smaller southwest or south-southwest swell in the mix. Thursday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking fair at 2 to 3 feet until 1. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 3 feet just after 11 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's light rain and feels like 57 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:26, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:05. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers before 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 61 and wind of 10 mile per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after 11 p.m. with a low around 61. Looking ahead in the weather. This weekend will be partly sunny with highs in the low to mid 60s. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers before 11 a.m. and a high near 61. Wind could gust as high as 20 mile per hour. Patchy fog is possible Sunday night, followed by sunny skies and a high near 65 on Monday after the fog clears. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, British Airways has doubled its daily flights from San Diego to London, a route that's been in operation since 2011. Over 2 million passengers have traveled this route, with a 50% increase in demand observed from 2019 to 2023. The additional flight, operational until October 25th, caters to both business and leisure travelers, enhancing connectivity and providing nonstop travel options across the Atlantic. This expansion utilizes Boeing 777 and 787 aircraft. Now on to sports. Today, prepare for a whirlwind at the NFL draft as the top 10 picks could usher in unexpected moves, mainly due to the unpredictable quarterback market and other key players. Insights from coaches and executives suggest a high-stakes evening, with the Chicago Bears likely leading off by selecting USC quarterback Caleb Williams. He's seen as a standout talent, suitable for a team in dire need of a franchise leader. The subsequent picks are expected to be equally dynamic, with potential trades shaking up the order as teams like the Washington Commanders and New England Patriots make strategic moves to secure top talents. The draft night is set to be a spectacle of strategic gambits, and we'll be back tomorrow with the results. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Rockies 5-2. And the Kings on the road beat the Oilers 5-4 in Game 2. The series is now tied. Tonight, the Padres remain on the road in Colorado to take on the Rockies. And the Lakers, down 2-0, are at home to play the Nuggets. In top news, the U.S. Department of Transportation is implementing new regulations to enhance consumer protection in air travel. Announced by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, these rules mandate airlines to fully disclose the total cost of flights before ticket purchase and ensure prompt cash refunds for cancellations or significant changes. This initiative addresses the rising issue of surprise junk fees, aiming to make pricing more transparent and reduce the hassle for consumers. The airline industry, however, has expressed concerns that these regulations could lead to confusion, arguing that passengers generally do not need or want such detailed information up front. And at this point, they might be right. After years and years of unethical price obfuscation, I probably would be confused when seeing an honest and straightforward price.
Alrighty then.
In business news, in May, Congress is poised to potentially revolutionize the U.S. cryptocurrency landscape with a stablecoin bill that aims to establish a new regulatory framework for digital assets pegged to fiat currencies, like the U.S. dollar. This legislation, drafted by Senators Cynthia Lummis and Kirsten Gillibrand, seeks to ban algorithmic stablecoins and require stablecoin issuers to be either state-chartered trust companies or banks. Notably, it also gives the Federal Reserve significant control, allowing it to block entities from issuing stablecoins with a 2/3 majority vote from its Board of Governors. However, concerns about the bill's lack of anti-money laundering measures could pose hurdles, highlighting the delicate balance policymakers must strike between innovation and security in the evolving crypto space. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $64,000. Ethereum is $3,100. And Solana is $146. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. New research highlights an intriguing aspect of how our brains perceive time. According to a study published in Nature Human Behavior, more memorable images seem to make time appear longer, enhancing their memorability further. This phenomenon suggests a possible adaptive function of the brain, allowing it to process and retain more information by manipulating our perception of time. The study's findings could have significant implications for understanding how memory and perception are linked, and might lead to more effective ways of enhancing memory retention. And in entertainment news, the sequel, 28 Years Later, is generating significant buzz with the announcement of its cast, including Jodie Comer Aaron Taylor Johnson, and Ralph Fiennes under the direction of Danny Boyle. Boyle reunites with screenwriter Alex Garland to continue their seminal work from the 2002 film 28 Days Later. The upcoming film, which seeks to extend the narrative into a trilogy, promises to delve deeper into the post-apocalyptic world overrun by zombies. With the original film star, Cillian Murphy, involved as an executive producer and a strong production team, expectations are high for this sequel to recapture and expand upon the original's groundbreaking impact on the zombie genre. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the actor, singer, and businessman, Jimmy Dean. And the successful sausage maker said, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.